The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a leading cause of blindness is diabetes. That's what happened to Leonard Smith of Houston, Texas. Because he's a veteran, however, he got help from the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. It's an organization of blinded veterans helping blinded veterans through service programs, resources, and advocacy. By showing the Department of Veterans Affairs that diabetes was service-related, BVA helped Leonard get benefits he deserved. Learn how the organization can help you, or you can help it, at 800-669-7079 and bva.org.
As a professional musician, Lachie stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachie, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
No stopping us now. We're back. We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're live from Orlando, Florida. Welcome back. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. If you missed any part of the first hour, well, we hope you can look at our webpage. Check us out. Because our webpage, after the show's over, well, a couple hours later, we hope to have the show back. We archive the show. All the shows for the last 7 years are archived. So you go to our webpage, check out any show, including tonight's show. The phone number, well, phone number here is 407-894-1680. If you want to go to our webpage, it's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. By the way, if you want to write to me, write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Got anything to say? That's a place to say it. By the way, now we're going to go to trivia because we didn't have time for the first hour. Sheila, this is your trivia. You're up, Sheila. This is your trivia time.
Well, this song is one of my favorites, and it makes me cry every time I hear it. So please tell us who's singing this song.
Who's singing this song? 4-16-80.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Were you in the yard with your wife and children, or working on some stage in L.A.? Did you stand there in shock at the sight of that black smoke rising against that blue sky? Did you shout out in anger and fear for your neighbor? Or did you just sit down and cry? Did you weep for the children who lost their dear loved ones? Pray for the ones who don't know. Did you rejoice for the people who walked from the rubble and sob for the ones left below? Did you burst out with pride for the red, white, and blue, and the heroes who died just doing what they did? Did you look up to heaven for some kind of answer and look at yourself and what really matters?
Chris, that's enough. Let's talk about...
He's probably answering the phones.
Well, right now, let's talk about Braille music and more. Braille music and more. Let's hear about that. Let's hear about all them. Let's hear the story about Braille music and more.
Well, that's right. And Sheila, you can help interject here if you'd like. Braille music and more. If you're interested in Braille transcribing service, we invite you to check it out at braillemusicandmore.com, and they can transcribe whatever you need, whether it's a song, something in theater or math or whatever it is that you need. If you're taking music lessons, they can transcribe the music for you so that you can follow up on your lessons.
Colleges use them.
Yeah. Universities use them. Schools.
Different organizations use them.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of blind schools use them. They take different music sheets and translate it into Braille.
They transcribe.
Plus it's called Braille Music and More. Which they do other things besides music. They do math books. They do a lot of other things. What were you going to say, Sheila?
I started to say it's called transcription. And I will tell you that there's a lot of Braille readers out there. And in fact, one of my friends who lives in the Clay County, Jacksonville area is a trumpet player. And he's had a lot of trumpet music books provided to the National Library Service for the Blind in Braille transcription. So it is important, and there's a lot of musically talented, not myself, but there's a lot of blind musicians out there. Well, Dave, look at Dave, he's one of them. And I guarantee you Dave reads Braille music. So
no, he doesn't.
He doesn't?
No.
He's probably self-taught.
No, he knows Braille. He knows Braille.
Oh yeah, he knows Braille.
No, but he doesn't know the music scales and everything else from Braille.
Oh, we've got a caller.
Anyway, so Braille, if you want to know more about Braille music and more,
that's the name of the website.
That's the name
Braille
of the website.
BrailleMusicAndMore.com.
Yep.
And you'll learn more about it.
Who's calling in, Chris?
All righty, so it's not me, but it's Chris. It's Chris calling in.
Chris from where?
Wildwood.
That's it. Chris from Wildwood on the phone line calling in.
When's the last time he won?
Ooh.
You know what? I forgot to do the list.
Yeah, I didn't have that list.
Chris went away and I forgot to do the list.
I got a strong hunch in the last few weeks.
Well, let's just ask him and at least say hi.
Yeah, I can't.
As you know, you can't win within 30 days. You have to wait 30 days to let's win again once you win.
One, I think he's
fine.
Okay,
it's fine.
Hi, Chris.
He's called him, but he didn't win. Hi.
Okay.
Hi, Chris.
How are you?
Try and follow the rules here.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Hi.
So, who do you think is singing that song?
I would say Ray Allen.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, Chris, I'm sorry.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling, Chris.
Okay,
wait, Chris, Ray Allen is the basketball player, right?
Right.
Yeah, no. Yeah. That's the wrong Ray Allen.
Ray Williams.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. We appreciate it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Anybody else on the line? Anybody else on the line? Well,
I got the phone line blowing up. Now, hold on.
Okay. Let's see if we got a new caller. We got a new caller.
I know who it is. Can I hang up and call in?
You're going to change it to your Superman outfit?
Yeah. Go into the phone booth.
Oh, you remember the phone booth, huh?
Oh, okay. I do remember the phone booth. Absolutely. It's funny. We've been having conversations about, remember the dial phone? And
well, you know what? Wait a minute. Where would, but there's no phone booths now. Where would Superman change into now? Where would he go?
Good question. Good question.
Where would he change into now? No phone booths?
I don't know. In the back seat, I guess.
We had a daughter did that once, remember? My daughter, you gotta change your clothes?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I've changed clothes in the back seat of a car before.
While we were driving.
Yeah.
All right, we have a caller.
All right.
All right, I'm kind of amazed. I'm really shocked. This is, out of everywhere I've visited, this is one place that I have yet to go, and this is on my to-do list to get to this state. All the way from one of those great states in the northern west hemisphere of the United States of America is the one and only Miss Connie from South Dakota.
Hi,
South
Connie.
Dakota. Okay, Connie from South Dakota.
How are you, hi. My dear?
Hi,
hi,
Connie.
Hey, girl.
Enjoying this show tonight, Connie.
It's nice to talk to you guys. Alan Jackson.
Connie, did you hear Lynn? She said, "Are you enjoying? Did you enjoy the first hour?"
I did enjoy the first hour. I did. It was very good. We enjoyed it.
So who do you think singing this song, Connie, from South Dakota?
Alan Jackson?
Yes, ma'am.
Alan Jackson?
Yes, ma'am.
No, not the Alan Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Did she get it?
Yes.
Okay, she just won herself a $10 gift card from Subway. Subway's cool. Coming your way. I hope you enjoy Subway. $10 gift card is coming your way. A free. Give your name and address. We'll send you a $10 gift card from Subway.
Make sure
and,
that you... Oh, wait. How... She
has
to give it to Chris.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Do they have Subways in South Dakota?
Yeah, do they have Subway in South Dakota?
Yeah, we have Subways. We have Subways.
Okay.
Well, give your full address to Chris then, Connie.
By the way,
okay.
Do you have a cowboy hat?
I don't have a cowboy hat.
They don't wear cowboy hats in South Dakota, Mike.
Yeah, we have,
oh, they don't have horses in South Dakota?
That's cattle, I think.
Oh, yeah, we have lots of cowboys.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we have lots of cowboys. The west, especially in the western part of the state, is cowboys.
Right, but I didn't think it went all the way up. I just thought it was like southwest.
No, we got cowboys. We got cowboys in South Dakota, and yeah, my cousin's actually my niece's husband's a cowboy.
Wow!
Cowboy hat.
Wow! Cool.
Yeah, I gotta see. I gotta do some more research on South Dakota before I come, because I gotta see what kind of
if
what
it's
y'all
on your bucket
with.
List, you better.
Right. Right. Connie, hold on one moment.
Connie, thank you so much for listening.
Thanks, you guys.
Talk to you soon.
Thanks very much. Calling in from South Dakota.
Yeah, I'm going to South Dakota to visit.
And when is that?
I
don't know, but I'll let you know.
So this show we've already had South Dakota, Tennessee, Ohio, Florida. What other states came on so far? That's it?
That's all.
That's all. That's all tonight so far. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll see who else. Okay, but we've got some more trivia coming up. Oh, yeah. We got more trivia coming up.
Well, that will be after our guests.
Okay. We're going to go to break. Right now, we're going to break.
In 60 seconds.
We're going to go to break. And when we come back,
meet our new guest.
Yep. And folks, promise you it's an interesting trivia later in the show. Looking forward to it. We're going to break. Don't go away. Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away.
For nearly 45 years, ILA has been providing essential aids to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities, ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118 or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to Braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than a million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human Wear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanwear.com.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back with that. Definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. If you can call in, love to hear from you. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. You got something to say? Pick up the phone. Call in. 407-894-1680. You ready for our guest, Lynn?
I am. Well, we'd like to welcome for the very first time two beautiful young ladies. I see their photos. To our show, and they are representing Foundation Fighting Blindness. And we'd like to welcome Christine Exley and Drew O'Brien. Welcome, ladies.
Hi, welcome. Can you hear me?
We hear you loud and clear.
Who is speaking now?
That was Drew O'Brien. It's lovely to be here. Thank you for having me, Michael and Lynn.
Hi, welcome. And meet our co-host, Sheila Young.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Yeah.
I'm part of the FFB in Orlando.
Fantastic. It's lovely to meet you all as well. This is Christine.
Hi, Christine. So you from too. What I understand from Chris Adams, that both of you will ask you a little bit about yourself, each of you, that you're co-chairing the upcoming Foundation Fighting Blindness campaign called Share Your Vision in October. But before we get to that, tell us, Christine, I understand that you have RP and Drew, your husband, has RP, yes?
That's correct.
Okay, so Christine, why don't you go first and tell the audience a little bit about you and your eye condition?
Sure. So I'm Christine. I'm an associate professor at Harvard Business School. I'm an economist by trading, so I do a lot of research on gender market or how gender influences labor market outcomes, and also how to encourage more pro-social behavior.
I have to, Mrs. Michael, I have to interrupt. Did you say, maybe I heard you wrong. Did you say Harvard?
Yes, I am a professor at Harvard Business School.
I'm very impressed. Harvard. Okay.
Thank you.
Let's hear more about Harvard.
It's a nice place.
Yeah, very nice place.
Don't, As long as you don't come during the winter. I don't recommend, you know, Boston in February, but otherwise it's a lovely place. And I've been here for about 6 or 7 years. Looping back to the other part of the question, so I also have retinitis pigmentosa. I was diagnosed when I was 21, a senior in college. It came as a surprise at the time. It was actually an optometrist at a mall that noticed that something seemed off, and then got to the right specialist to figure out what's going on. And yeah, that's the basics of me.
And Sheila has RP.
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It seems like,
but I wasn't diagnosed that early, unfortunately. I was misdiagnosed when I was younger, so.
So that's how you got involved with Foundation Fighting Blindness. What did you do? You looked up an organization that could lead you in the right direction for research and help?
Yeah, me? Absolutely.
Christine, yeah. Yeah.
So I actually became involved with the foundation through my father. So he also genetically has RP, but he's a really rare case where he's clinically asymptomatic. Wow. But you know, once he learned of my diagnosis, he became very motivated to learn everything that he could and try to get connected with the right organizations to move the field of research to try to find treatment and cures for it as much as possible. So that's what led him to the Foundation Fighting Blindness, which is exactly, I think, where you want to go if you're interested in finding the potential ways for it to solve some of
right.
these eye conditions.
They're the best. There is not a better organization mm-hmm. in this world that, you know, cares as much as Foundation Fighting Blindness for research to prevent RP and to cure it. And Drew, how about you? Now, I understand you have vision, but your husband has RP and only recently?
Yes, that's the case. So I'm also actually at Harvard Business School as well. And I am an associate director of development there. I've been with the school for almost 14 years, which is a little crazy. But my husband, it was actually 4 months, right? 4 months after we got married is when he found out he was diagnosed with RP. A recessive trait of retinitis pigmentosa, so quite rare, actually, his form. We started noticing some differences and changes in his sight. Prior to us getting married, he at the time was an entrepreneur, so wanted to wait to get on my health insurance. And so I said, "Hey, let's get this checked out once we're married." And we went down to Mass Eye and Ear. We were lucky to live very close to that, and was diagnosed pretty quickly when they went through the process. So it was definitely a surprise and shock to our family. We weren't expecting it. We've since then had two beautiful little ones. We have a 3-year-old and a 14-month-old at home right now. So we're quite busy with that. But then I got involved with the Foundation Fighting Blindness through kind of my board work and alumni through HBS. I was actually looking to see the organizations that I should get involved with once he was diagnosed, and FFB kind of came up quite quickly and got involved pretty much within a few months after he was diagnosed. Right. And then met Christine, obviously, on campus, and the two of us have been working together ever since.
Drew, did you use or did your husband use the My Retina Tracker?
Oh, of course we did.
It's right. We promote that on the air. And I would like
to say it's one of the best things.
Tell people how important it is. Yes.
Oh my gosh, that FFB does and provides for everyone for free. And so, you know, go on right now if you haven't to My Retina Tracker on FFB. And it really helps us, the foundation, learn about everyone's diagnosis and really helps advance the research that will lead to preventions and treatments and cures someday.
So both of you, you can talk at the same time. We always do it anyway, right, Sheila? So tell us all about the Share Your Vision campaign in October.
Sure, I can. Christine, you want me to start?
Yeah, that would be great.
Sure. So Christine and I were thinking of a way to kind of an awareness campaign. So the Share Your Vision campaign is primarily that. And it's the goal is to empower people with retinal diseases to share their unique story of vision loss in order to raise awareness and educate the world about living with a blinding disease. We thought that this would be a good time during the month of October, since it is October's Blindness Awareness Month. Not sure if everyone knew that, but we're encouraging individuals to share their story using the hashtag #ShareYourVision. You know, I think one thing that, you know, in talking to a lot of people with an inheritable retinal disease are suffering from vision loss is that they try to hide it as long as they can, with the fear of how others will react when they're categorized as blind. And if we can help personalize what it means to have vision loss and educate the public that blindness is a spectrum and it often evolving with many different stages and levels of vision loss, I think that is key here. So yeah, we hope to encourage those affected and/or loved ones and supporters like myself to voice their unique story of sight through social media or privately through their friends and family. So really come out, whether it's via email, audio, video. You know, we've put together some materials. We're going to have an interactive website available to people to help make it a bit easier to compose your story. I know that FFB has been working hard there's a virtual photo filter that can kind of help showcase what you see. You know, you can't imagine what you can't see. So hopefully this will help illustrate that. And, you know, I think Christine, feel free to chime in here, but, you know, if we can get the conversation started and really build momentum, then we can inevitably build the FFB community, you know, the footprint that it has, and demonstrate the amazing things that blind people are capable of, you know, and their profound research and science that's happening right now.
And if I can chime in, Drew, you never said anything more true. It is so obvious to me how many blind people I know, including myself, that when I was out in public, I didn't want anyone to know that I was low vision and visually impaired. And when you walk through a Walmart and you run into people, they look at you like you're rude. Mm-hmm. But yet if you've got a cane in your hand, they move out of your way and say, oh, excuse me, and it's an identification, and it's so important for us as individuals not to be ashamed of the fact that we aren't able to see, but to just acknowledge it and move on, because we are very capable.
Okay. I find people help me when I have my cane, when yes. I go in supermarkets and everywhere else.
Yes.
When people see me have a cane, yep. they always ask, can they help me? I said, yep. I'll try to do it myself. And if I can't, I'll ask help. Mm-hmm. But I find people, wherever I go, I feel very secure with my cane, and I don't feel secure without my cane. Mm-hmm. So with my cane, I feel very secure. And I know when I, like Sheila said, for those folks who walk around and they want to bump into people without a cane, they're afraid people's, oh, God forbid, they know they're visually impaired or blind. That's ridiculous, because it's worse when you bump into people, they think you're rude. Because I know when I first went blind, I didn't have a cane. People thought I was rude or, mm-hmm. God forbid, worse. Mm-hmm. But now mm-hmm. when they see I have a cane, it's completely different, completely
yeah.
different.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, Michael, I think that there's that stigma. You know, like I know right now we're in the process of, my husband will get cane trained soon. He still has quite a bit of vision left, but it has advanced a lot quicker than we thought. I mean, it's only been 4 years since the diagnosis, and you know, it's really advanced quickly, and you know, we need to get this done. But I think that it's a disability that you can hide, you know, for a lot longer than a lot of other disabilities. And you know, that I think that that's something that we need to start talking about. And there's a lot of people, that young professionals that in the workforce, you know, how do they want to be seen necessarily? And I think that this is something that we do need to destigmatize and start having conversations about, you know.
Drew, tell us again how you would like our listeners who might wish to share their story, how would you like them to get involved and let you know about their sharing their vision or lack of story so they can get involved in the campaign?
So there's kind of, there's a few ways that you can choose to do this. We wanted to make this personal. So for some people, this might be their first kind of coming out story and sharing it to the, whether it's to the public via social media, or it's to friends and families via an email or a video or audio. And I think that we want people to feel, you know, it's during the month of October, come out as you will. I think, you know, the hashtag share your vision. So should you post something on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or, you know, a platform like that, you can hashtag share your vision, which will help us follow along and revert back to all the stories that are being shared. There will be a website that will be interactive, like I said, that will have, you know, a photo filter that you can apply. You can use that in an email or in another way.
Not to interrupt, but so if they go to fightingblindness.org, the information will not be there.
So actually, if you do, so they're working on that interactive website right now.
Okay,
so
good.
Yep, foundationfightingblindness.org/share-your-vision.
Oh, okay.
The website, and we'll have, and that's where you can actually sign up today. On the top, it says sign up, and you can sign up for emails and updates as we kind of start launching this campaign. And then during the month of October, we'll be having, I know Foundation Fighting Blindness will be posting throughout the day via social platforms, different stories and reminders on how you can do it, support systems, that kind of thing. So we didn't want it just to be, you know, this only has to be a social media campaign. We want this to be widely versed, and we want people, if they feel comfortable more just sending an email out to friends and family and really showcasing, you know, their vision and where they are in their vision loss journey. I think that's something that my husband does every year annually as an update to all of our friends and family, because his vision's changing and it changes, it's sporadic. So it's something that we do. And I think it's really great, because then when we see friends we haven't seen in a while, they don't have to say, hey, how's your vision? And you don't have to relive that necessarily. It's very updated. And I think that was something that if people want to start doing this every October, that would be wonderful.
And on September 24th, there is a kind of seminar in Altamont for our Orlando FFB chapter. And they're going to be doing a presentation. So if anybody's in the Orlando area and interested, I know you could probably find out about it on the FFB webpage.
Thanks, Sheila. And I know that there's a lot of chapters, I think, that are going to be doing some things within just the chapter organizations as well around this during the month of October. So Christine, did you want to add anything?
So I think you covered everything beautifully, Drew. I'll reiterate one of the points you made. So something I haven't done with my family members, friends, colleagues, so on and so forth, is periodically update them on my own vision loss. I think it can be challenging since it's always changing. So it's not always clear, when do you want to tell people? How many people do you want to tell? It can be a little exhausting to update everyone individually on an ongoing basis. So in addition to raising awareness, one thing that we're really excited about with the Share Your Vision campaign is to provide people with a natural opportunity to somewhat regularly update folks if they want to. So I think that's one feature that's drawn me to the campaign, and we're hopeful that it might resonate with some other folks as well.
Well, it sounds fantastic. And thank you so much for sharing the campaign information with us tonight. And we wish you both good luck with it.
Yes, wish you both well, and good luck both of you at Harvard.
Well, thank you so much for having us. We're really honored, and we're just excited to build the momentum here. So thank you all for what you're doing.
It's very exciting.
Thank you so much for coming on board. And
thank you, Christine.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a good week.
Have a good week.
You too.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We got trivia coming up. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Bump, 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 bump
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida. Through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience, Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
Navigation apps are important to getting around, exploring new places, and being independent, but they don't work for everyone and don't work inside for anyone. Waymap is a brand new indoor and outdoor navigation app you can trust to get you where you need to go. The app has been made to guide blind people, but it works for everybody else too. With Waymap, you know where you are, even if you lose cell reception or have no Wi-Fi. It's a big advance on other navigation apps. If you want Waymap in your town, let us know at our website, waymapnav.com. That is waymapnav.com.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, we're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. Welcome back. The Blind and Beyond radio show. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. I'm going to say that nice and slow. 407-894-1680. Remember, we are the bridge between the sighted community and the visually impaired and blind community. You folks have anything to say? You want to call up? Please do. 407-894-1680. Right now, I want to hear this song. Chris?
Yes, sir.
We want to play this song from Osla. We want to hear this song from Osla. This is not trivia. We'll go trivia next, but this is not trivia. Play the song from Osla.
All righty. Here we go.
Okay. This is not trivia.
This is from Osla Gonson.
Oscar Gonzer, this is her song.
Well, this is about 9/11.
All our memories are snapshots in time. A picture book of history. Where were you the day that Kennedy was shot? Or when the moon was at our feet? Do you remember when the challenger? Lost, or when the Berlin Wall came down. 9/11 gave us so many costs, and though our spirit was brought to the ground, we can fly on freedom's wings, soaring high above the atmosphere. Nothing's out of reach. We can fly with liberty, oh God. We've achieved so many things. We can build our dreams on freedom's wings. History is more than just dates and names. People's lives just like you. Average persons making choices every day, pursuing happiness and truth. We make history through actions that we take. United is our strongest voice. Unsung heroes and the ones that we praise gave us all the right to make our choice. We can fly. Soaring high above the atmosphere, nothing's out of reach. We can fly with liberty, our guide. We've achieved so many things. We can build our dreams on freedom's wings. We can fly on freedom's wings. Soaring high above the atmosphere, we put the moon feet. We can fly so high and touch the sky. We've achieved so many things. We can build our dreams on freedom's wings.
A beautiful song. On beautiful song by Asla. We Can Fly by Asla. On freedom's wings. Beautiful song.
Yep, she wrote that song.
Yes, she wrote it and sang it. Beautiful song.
She came
song.
On the air 6 years ago and sang it.
Yes, she did.
Yeah. If you go to our Facebook page, you'll hear Asla singing that. Yes, yes.
Folks, now it's time for trivia. Okay, folks, I got one for you. This is an easy one and not so easy. Both. In 1950s, 60s, and 70s, there was a lot of songs. But I want three songs. Yeah, I don't. You don't have to name the song, but I want to know who sang them. People who wrote songs, not the writer. I want to know who sang them. Of women, girls' names, and there's a lot of girls' names. I'm gonna give you one. If you call in, you got to give me three. And there's many songs with girls' names.
Well,
the one I'm thinking about now.
The question is,
who's singing? Who is? I just want to know. If you name the song, or if you named who sang it, I want to know who sang it. This one song was called Mary Lou. Mary Lou, Ricky Nelson sang it, and so did Elvis Presley. Mary Lou. Mary Lou. That was the name of a girl, Mary Lou.
So you want to know the name of a song, the name of a song that has that's titled a female's name.
Yes.
Name, a girl's name. Okay. Right. Like I just said, you can't say it now, but I'm saying Mary Lou.
I don't think we need to know who sang it. It's hard.
Well, I'm just telling you, Mary Lou was by Elvis Presley and Ricky Nelson. Ricky Nelson did it first, I believe.
So
but anyway,
you said 50s, 60s, and 70s, though, right?
Well, there might have been more. It might be 80s, but I'm telling you, there's a lot of songs in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. I thought of myself.
He doesn't care what decade.
I don't care what decade. but it's got to be a hit record. Don't give me a song that's nobody ever heard of. But I'm talking about big songs. If I start telling you all these songs real fast, just, oh, yeah, I heard that song. Songs that were top 10, big songs in the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
I'm going to go out and call in because I know three right off the top of my head.
And these are three big songs by women's names.
That's good, Sheila.
I do. I mean, I could tell you. Boom, boom, boom.
407-894-1680. 407.
And how many do you want them to give? Three?
They have to give three songs when they call in.
Three?
Like three.
Oh,
three.
Gosh,
three.
That's easy.
It's three.
Yeah, it really is.
Easy.
It is.
Just give me three different songs. If you don't know if you don't know who sang them, I'll go along with that. But you got to give me at least three songs.
While we're waiting, tell everybody a little bit.
But they have to be hit songs. No song that nobody ever heard of. Don't say cockamamie. And meanwhile, nobody ever heard of cockamamie. Like Mary Lou was a big song by Ricky Nelson and Elvis Presley. 407-894-1680. Who sang songs? And the song title was by a girl's name. I just gave you an example. The example was Mary Lou. 407-894-1680. What, Lynn?
Oh, no.
And I will be really insulted if somebody doesn't get one of them.
While we're waiting, I want to tell you a little bit about Braille Music and More while we're waiting. Braille Music and More is an organization.
Company.
It's a company that translates.
Transcribes
sheet music into Braille.
There is a difference, Michael.
Yes. Transcribes.
Yeah.
So we're talking about sheet music into Braille. So a lot of colleges, a lot of blind organizations, a lot of different companies want Braille music, but a lot of people can't do Braille music. So they can do Braille. They can take music and do it by that. If they hear it, they can do it, but they can't do it reading from Braille music itself, from Braille. So what he does, he translates from Braille.
Transcribes.
Right. Braille.
We're
going to
convince him, Lynn. We're going to get it.
Braille sheets.
And he is Patrick. We'll be meeting Patrick okay. pretty soon.
All righty.
He takes it from sheet music into Braille.
Right.
So anyway, right, if you'd like to do, wait 1 second. So if you would like to have sheet music go into Braille, contact
Braille Music,
Braille Music and More .com. Braille
but they also more, have com. More than just music. Michael.
That's why it's called and more, right?
Literature.
Right.
And math books.
Right. Right. Yep.
Anything to do with culture. Yep.
Right.
Okay. So who's on the phone that would like to say right now three songs?
All right.
Who by?
We got Oceanside, New York, our good friend Howie. We have Bill from Delray Beach, Florida. And we have Jason from Pensacola, Florida.
Anybody new? Wow. Anybody new?
I think Howie was just a winner. Howie just won, actually, on August 28th. So I'm sorry, Howie.
You can't win, Howie.
Okay, Howie, so I'll let him. Howie can't win. He won August the 28th. All right. So then let's go to Bill from Delray Beach.
Okay.
Bill from Delray Beach, how you doing?
Hi, Bill.
Bill, you there? Bill from Delray Beach, are you there? Going once, going twice. Bill, next caller.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. No, I'm sorry, next caller.
Jason from Pensacola. Jason, how you doing?
Okay,
Jason from Pensacola, Florida. Pensacola.
Hi, Jason. How are you?
Jason, are you there? Jason?
What? Yep.
Jason from Pensacola, Florida. Are you there?
He has stage fright, I think.
Can you hear me?
Are you there, Jason? You got to talk. We'll go once.
Yes.
He's there.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you're there? Okay. So give me three songs. Who sang them?
Let's see.
Songs with a woman's name.
God Bless You, Please, Mrs. Robinson. Okay, and Mr. Peggy Robinson. Sue.
Yeah, that's two.
And Little Did About Jack and Diane. Little Did About Jack and Diane. Jim Herrick. Yeah, that song.
Who?
Jack and Diane.
Was that a big song? Got to have a big song.
Yes, it's a big song.
It's a big song? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm insulted, Jason. You didn't think of Sheila.
That's Sheila. What I thought of right away when Sheila started laughing. Sheila said she loved
So she just won. He just won himself a $10 gift card from Subway. Okay. Subway.
Oh, yes.
Anybody else?
Dang. All right.
Anybody else want to call in while we have this?
That was Jason?
Yeah.
Jason. All right,
Jason. I'm thinking about some big songs that nobody ever called. I can't believe it.
All right,
top
hold on.
10 records.
Hold on, Jason. Don't hang up, all right, Jason? Don't hang up. I got to get some information from you.
Okay.
All righty.
thank you, Jason.
Congratulations, Jason. Yep.
I'll give you a hint now.
Wait. Don't. You can't give any hints.
Michael.
When I got the phone line, Mike, you can't give any hints. Not yet.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to talk to our good friend over in the Winter Park area. Gary, you on the phone line. How you doing, Gary?
I'm doing fine, guys. And,
hi, Gary.
Hey, how's everybody going? How about Hey Jude by the Beatles?
Oh, that's good.
Who else? You got to have three songs. Okay. Three, not one.
One. All right. Now, how about Hot Rod Lincoln with Tell Laura Not to Cry?
No.
Who?
No.
No, it has to be a woman's
name.
A female's name.
And now I'm trying. For the tip of my tongue to Buddy Holly with.
He's warm. That's what I was thinking of. You have to mention with the song.
It just sounds like my tongue thinking all the other songs. Man, I got one of those old brain things again.
And once again, I'm insulted. You didn't think of
okay,
Sheila.
Well, we got the next person. That's it. I'm sorry. Okay, well, I have to have her. Three anybody songs. Else, anybody else?
Buddy Holly and the Crickets with, oh, man.
Wasn't that Peggy Sue?
Peggy Sue.
Yeah, you had help that we can't count that. You just said it.
No, it's the guy, Jason said it.
Yeah.
Why?
Jason said Peggy Sue.
Got Peggy Sue.
He got it. Yeah. He can't say it. Yeah.
All right. We can take one more caller.
That's
Michael.
All.
That's
next caller.
Yeah. On Jason had person. Said Peggy Sue, Michael.
All right. Well, thanks, Gary, for trying. Okay. Anybody else, Chris?
Yes. Did Gary get it? Yes or no? I'm on the phone.
No.
Okay. All right. Let's go back to, I got Bill from Delray Beach, and I have Preston from 850 AM. Down south, he was trying to get in as well. So,
whoa.
Yeah. So this is gonna be a good one right here. Bill, how you doing, Bill?
Hi, everybody. How you doing?
Hey, Bill.
Okay. All right. My three songs are Michelle by the Beatles.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Barbara
Ann by the Beach Boys.
Yep.
Barbara Ann. Oh my God! Who was the original? They were not the original. The Regents. The Regents were the original.
What's
Regents.
Third one?
Who's the third one?
Sherry by Frankie Valli.
Yay!
Oh, Sherry, that's right.
Yay!
Well, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Job. Subway's all coming right. Your way. $10 gift card from Subway.
Congratulations, Bill.
Thank you. Congratulations. Hey, you did a good job.
Are you enjoying the show tonight, Bill?
He didn't hear you, Lynn. No.
Hey, all right. So
all right, who's the next
are we good? How did Bill from Delray do?
He won.
All right, Bill, hold on one moment. All right, we're going real quick. Let's go to our good friend over at 8:50 a.m., Preston. Preston, how you doing?
Preston, how you doing, Preston?
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Preston.
Hi, Preston.
Okay, Preston, you're the last one. Give me three women's songs titles.
All right. Is there has to be a certain time frame or just women title songs?
No, whatever.
No. Any era.
Okay. Any era. 50s, 60s, 70s, whatever era you got. Has to be a hit song though, a big song.
Layla by is it Eric Clapton or when he was with the
Cream?
Okay, got it.
That's one.
The Beatles, Eleanor Rigby.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Never thought of that one. That's good. That's two.
Yeah.
Good.
And Barry Manilow's Mandy.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's a good one, too. Very good. I didn't think
good job. Good.
You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Okay. Now.
All right, Preston, hold on. Preston, hold on.
I got a question. Wait, Preston, I got a question for you. Preston.
Yes.
You there?
Yes, I am.
Here's a question. You have any idea King George's last name? Yeah, I'm serious now. You have any idea King George's last name? Because they always say King George. What's the last name? Not Smith or Jones. What's the last name? Anybody idea?
I'm trying to remember.
Or the kids, William, or any of the names. They have last names.
Next week.
Okay.
Okay. Next
anyway, for all those folks who don't know. They're from the Windsor family. The last name is Windsor. Windsor family.
Thank you, Preston.
Thank you, Preston. You just won.
But
you know, nobody mentioned, not one person. I couldn't believe the songs I was thinking of. Mandy was great. I thought all about that one. But I'll tell you, the first song I thought about was Diana. Mm. Paul Anka, number one song, Diana.
Oh, yeah.
Your song,
Diana.
Sheila.
Then there was another song, with two or three, called Donna. Richie Valens, Donna.
Oh, yeah,
a big song.
Definitely.
Donna. Those are big songs. And then
well, mine was Sheila, of course, for goodness
Sheila.
Sake. That would be the first.
How about this one that nobody thought of? This was a big song, very big. Ike and Tina Turner, what song did they do? She had a big song together, Ike and Tina Turner. Any idea?
Yeah. God, it was just on the top of my tongue. Yeah,
okay.
I got you.
Me too, Chris.
All right.
Me too.
Chris and Sheila, I need to get my 2 cents in here before we go off the air. Okay. I'd like to have everybody join us next week with co-host Dave Hillebrand as we welcome Mark Jones. And Mark is the accessibility manager at Disney here in Orlando. So stay tuned for that.
Yay.
If you have any questions about accessibility at the park at Disney, please call in next week and talk to Mark. We also have a guest calling in from Eastside in Toronto, Canada. as well as Tom Pei, I hear an echo, founder and CEO at Waymap, the navigation app, and Tom will be calling in from the UK. So what an exciting show again next weekend.
Impressive. England, people calling from Canada next week.
Yeah, so Sheila, I didn't get your other song. So it was Sheila and what else?
It was Sherry and Barbara Ann.
Oh, okay.
Barbara Ann by the Regents. Because
the first thing, one of the first things that came to my mind was ba, 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 ba.
You're right. Well,
nobody thought of
a great show tonight.
What was the song by Ike and Tina Turner? Big song.
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't remember.
So what do you think?
I'll know it the second you say it.
So what do you think, Chris? Great show tonight. Chris left already. We're on our own.
Chris?
He's already shifting
over to the next show. So what is it, Michael?
What is what?
The Ike and Tina Turner song.
I'll let you think now.
No, just
I have to let you think. No, it's a big song. Oh, you should know it.
I promise you. I'll get off here and find out.
She'll find out quicker than you'll tell her. Oh my goodness.
Ask Alexa.
I will. That's what I'm saying. I'll find out.
Ike and Tina Turner's song. Minute you hear the song, I know it. I know it.
Like I said, the second you say it, I'll know it. So
well, you better
there weren't
say
many
so.
Songs by them I liked. So
well, this is the only really song that the two of them had together. She had a lot of hits. But this is the song they first, one of the first songs they ever had together.
Well, Sheila, thank you for joining us tonight.
Oh, thank you. You know, this was just a really good show. Yeah.
Sometimes you just.
If audience wants to know, we'll tell them next week.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait to make them think.
Hope you listen next week, Sheila.
Oh, I will, because I.
Next week, I'm going to, when you come back, I'm going to tell you.
The one I met. So.
If you didn't know by then, I will tell you next week. I continue to turn this song.
It was called I Got It. I was on the phone. I heard it. It was called Proud Mary. I Continue to Turner.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, my
Mary.
Goodness.
Proud
my man,
Mary.
My man Preston. My man Preston's head. He said it was Proud Mary. Proud Mary. I
Proud Mary.
Thank you, Preston.
So thank you, Chris, and thank you, Sheila. I guess we're going off the air and saying goodnight, right, Chris?
Yes, ma'am. We are.
Chris, did you get my text?
Yes, I did. Thanks, Connie. Appreciate it.
Connie said.
Good night, everybody. Listen, folks. Don't go away. We'll be right back. We're right back in 1 week. God bless you all. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Be
good
safe.
Night, Sheila. Good
hey,
night,
oh,
Lynn.
Wait. I knew what I wanted
good
to
night,
say.
Chris.
I knew what I wanted to say before you go. I was going to give you the, I had one, just one off the top of the head, and it came quick. Michael Jackson, Dirty Diana. Yeah, Michael Jackson did a song called Dirty Diana.
Okay.
Terry Diana, I don't remember that song. Different decade. I don't remember that song.
Okay. Well,
that's the only one that I can think of.
Good night.
Good
night, Carter.
Good night.
Carter, they saying good night, Carter.
Love you all. Take care. Good night.
Good night. Good night, everyone. That was Carter saying good night, and he came right in with the Paul Anker song as well, so he was already there with you. All right. Have a good night. It's been real. Keep it locked right here on the station of the nation, Blind to Beyond Radio Show.
So many things that held us down.